guy starts texting me, and I'm not going out with him. You know, he's a biker, a cowboy, not my type. And he keeps texting and texting and texting. And finally, I go out with him one night to say, hey, let's get real here. Do you know how much older I am than you? I'm a lot older than you. We have nothing in common. And he says, I know how old you are. You want to go to the movies? And so I went to the movies with him. And the next thing I know, he's there. He's there. And he's the best thing that ever happened to me. I say this because I was 75 when this happened. There's a lot of hope for you women who are looking for men. It might come later, but it comes good, you know? And, you know, like I said, we're totally opposite. I have totally opposite. And I keep trying to break up with him because I think he's too young for me. But people like Betty and my sponsor, no, do you know how much he's added to your life? Stay with him. You know, and he's taken me every place. A couple of weeks ago, we were in Northern California. We went up to see the Hearst Castle. We're hiking every place. During the COVID, when everything broke down, he has an RV. He put me in his RV. He does all the cooking, too. And off we went with his motorcycles in the back. And we went to every state park there was. And Alcoholics Anonymous all around the Northwest. It was just absolutely incredible. And we get to Sturgis, and I'm on the back of that motorcycle thinking, how did I get here? What am I doing on this bike? And the next thing you know, I got leathers. You know? I got the goggles. I got the helmet. I'm all in. I am into this whole thing. And I just sit back and I think, how does this happen? You know, the things that happen in Alcoholics Anonymous are unbelievable. There's no way you can plan it out. No way whatsoever, you know? And I just keep tooling right along, doing what I do, and life is good, and he's good, and I'm fine. And I sit back and I think, you know, I turned 40 this year on my AA birthday. I turned 40 on February 16th, 1982. And I woke up and I looked at my little house, and it looked like either a rich man's funeral or a wedding. There were so many flowers there. And I looked at the cards and the texts and the calls. I got a couple of hundred calls congratulating me, telling me what a great job I've done. All these people, and I knew them all, and they're all important to me, and I love them all. And I sat there thinking, remember February 16th, 1982, when people were crossing the street, wanted nothing to do with you, long distance hanging up, no one wanting anything to do with you? How do you get from that to this? How do you do it? Divine intervention. It's only divine intervention. God would, could, and does. But one thing I have to tell you is that he will provide everything for us, but we have to take the action. We have to take the action. We can't sit on the couch and wait for life to happen for us. We have to get up and do it. And I'm here to tell you that I've had a commitment the entire time I've been sober. Some of them I've hated. Some of them I've been forced into. Some of them I've gagged every time I've done it, but I've never not done one and felt better when I come home at night. And that is the root that keeps me in Alcoholics Anonymous, is service. This year on Zoom, you know, it's an amazing thing. June called me. I got laid off for work. I was furloughed, really, because nothing was going on. We were all locked down. And June called me and said, you know, Carol, you really can't be left unattended. You need to show up at this meeting every day. And it was the Back Porch International meeting out of Largo, Florida. And every day, she said, every day. So at 9 o'clock every morning, it's 12 noon in Florida, it's 9 o'clock at my time, I have to be up with the bed made, showered and dressed in front of the computer. And that meeting has changed my life. One day it's steps, one day it's traditions, one day it's concepts, 2 days it's speakers, and weekends it's conversation with a drunk. And we started off as a lunch bunch, a very small group. But as so many things in Zoom happen, we're now international. And we have friends from Denmark that are in there, and from England, and from Africa, and from China, and from all over the world. And that is the highlight of my day. People knock Zoom, they don't know what it's really all about, because I call it the AA squares. And there's Tommy with 64 years of sobriety, and June with 65, and here are the new people. And when I started going there, I said, you know, I'm not going to show up, I need a commitment. I have to have a commitment, or otherwise I'm going to goof off. I know who I am, you know. And so I became the birthday person, and, you know, it changed my life. And then, you know, we get newcomers. And I've sponsored 3 people from Zoom. And they're doing better than most people that I've sponsored in person, because they can get to a meeting every day. You know, I have one gal who's sober in Florida. She's had to work. She's got three little kids. She couldn't possibly get to a meeting every day, but she can on Zoom.